Pump up the volume on your parenting with Parent Pump Radio. Tune into something different that makes a difference. At Parent Pump Radio, instead of a ripple, we choose to create a splash. Get energized, get inspired, and get informed with how to parent in the new millennium with your host and parent coach super guide, Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen.
Hi, this is Jacqueline T.D. Nguyen. We're here to pump up your parenting skills, pump up your knowledge, and pump up your energy. Welcome to Parent Pump Radio. Our show is available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, and syndicated on missionsradio.org and liveleadplay.com. So go to parentpumpradio.com to leave your questions, comments, and suggestions for any future shows, and be sure to subscribe to our RSS feed so you'll be automatically notified of new shows. Now, you know how passionate I am about the family, the foundation, the structure, and how we all get along. And it's been shown that the family itself is the number one defense against teenage substance abuse, pregnancy, depression, stress, and the list goes on and on. In my Amazon number one best-selling book called The Amazing Itty Bitty Book on Family Leadership, 15 simple tips successful company use that families can implement at home is a key for you to create that family that's productive, that's harmonious, and unified in your values, your missions, and your goals. This book's going to help parents change their mindset. It's going to help parents make a conscious choice on their family foundation. It's going to give you really easy, digestible, concrete tools that you can start right now. And you can finish the book in about 30 minutes because the whole goal for me is for you to get started, not to sit and read a book. The link for the book is in the show notes, and you can also search it on Amazon. So today is more about an inspiration for all of you moms and dads out there. I think sometimes we just need to hear that other parents out there are going through what we're going through, but they have figured out a mindset, a way of thinking, a way of doing that really has made them and helped them be successful. Today is no different. I have an amazing guest. She has such an amazing background and story, and I'm just going to let her talk about it instead of me reading it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Tiffany Simpson. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Jacqueline.
So glad you're on the show, and we also have a second guest, but it's going to be a surprise for you listeners out there. Let's get right into the show. Let's go back to when you were first in college. I know you always wanted to be an entrepreneur.
So I studied science, majored in math and physics, but there was always a desire for me to become an entrepreneur. But based on cultural and societal pressures, I was studying along the lines of becoming an engineer. So once I had left college, I was looking for a job, and I guess I submitted my resume to every door that was open, and no one replied. I think there was one response, but it was only to tell me that they didn't have an opening for me. I guess that challenge opened up the opportunity for me to have, I guess, a plausible excuse to start my own business. And I don't have any background in business, so I failed at it. And I tried a lot of different things, and none of them seemed to work. And then a few years back, I think it was in 2009, I started a publishing company with my brother, and we would produce music and publish books. I'm also a musician, by the way. So I did that for some time, and it was not failing, but it didn't have the success I had hoped for. And then during the challenges of having my own business, I got pregnant and I had my son, and I realized I would have to raise him as a single mom. And the challenge of running my own business and raising my son on my own, it was very intense. But at age 3, he was diagnosed with autism. His speech wasn't developing, and his behavior, he had these wild tantrums. And you know, I was the single mom who didn't know what she was doing. It was during this challenge, I didn't have any money for speech therapy. And even if I were to get a job, it would mean that I would have to find somebody to look after my son. And I wasn't sure that they would know how to handle the situation. And I started to feel trapped. And so one afternoon, I asked God to show me where to apply my faith, where this situation was concerned. I think a couple days later, my son was trying to tell me something. It was an afternoon. But I was looking at his mouth while he was trying to speak. And he was opening and closing his mouth, but his lips weren't moving to form the words. And so that's when the idea came to me to use the camera on my cell phone to record my mouth while saying his name and other words that he would be saying at his age. And I would make a video and he would sit and watch the video for hours. And he started to mimic not just the songs I was making, but the movement of my lips. And I think it took about 4 months, but he started to say these words very clearly. And from the
So just by watching the videos that you were making, he was able to mimic and redo what you were doing.
Yes.
Fascinating.
I was excited. I could tell almost immediately that, you know, his confidence was growing and the tantrum started to recede. But when he started school, if someone would ask him what is the name of his school, he would say his name. And so I realized that we were outgrowing the little videos that we were creating, and he needed a way to visualize the difference in sentence structure and not just process the word name in the sentence. So that's when I had the idea to create computer games and mobile apps to help him to see that variation. Of course, I had one huge challenge. I have no background in computer. I've never taken a formal computer lesson. And I didn't know anything about building games or apps. So I went over to YouTube, and I think it took me like 4 weeks, but I developed my first computer game. And he has been able to overcome his challenges with his speech, his challenges with his social skills, and many other aspects of his development. And today he's 9 years old and he has his own business.
Wow. So your son's 9 years old and he's already an entrepreneur in his own right.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. And I know that he's launching his first computer app, right, really soon, or maybe he just launched it?
Yes, tomorrow he'll be rolling out his mobile app. He's a gamer. He's a YouTube gamer and a brand ambassador for companies who want to have representation among children with special learning abilities. And tomorrow he's rolling out a trivia game app that kind of highlights some of the games that he showcases and does tutorials for on his channel and on his website.
Wow. Now, your son's name is Jaden. Let's give Jaden a little airtime and he can talk about himself maybe for a little bit.
Okay, I'm here.
Hi, Jaden. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Tell me about your business and why you decided to launch this app.
Well, I decided to help my mom to build the apps. And I'm like, you know, I was watching like the Roblox on YouTube until I figure out how to search it, until my mom just downloaded it. And then I was by Zach's house and like waiting, and I'm playing, and then I had to wait for him. I had to run back, and then my mom told me it's already done, and then done play. I was playing, and that's how I just searched the game, so I could just like do the video for it, like Dragon Ball Z, and I teach the kids to play it, and also Roblox, Gotham City, and also Star Wars.
So you are launching your new game app tomorrow. Can you tell us about this app, the name of it, so that people can maybe go and download it themselves?
Well, I just like figure it out, you know.
No, the name of She's asking you the name of the app.
Oh, the game Space. Oh, the game Space. It's the game Space.
It's called Space, S-P-A-C-E?
No, the game Space.
Okay, how do you spell that?
Oh.
T-H-E, the games, G-A-M-E-S.
S-P-A-C-E.
Yes, Space.
Okay, so we'll have to, I'll get you the information. I'll put it in the show notes for any of the listeners that might want to check it out.
Yes, I think I included the his website as well.
Okay, perfect. Jaden, you are an inspiration to all of us adults, let alone all the kids your age. I can't believe that you're 9 years old and already you are helping your mom out in ways that we can't even fathom. So congratulations on this exciting new journey.
Thanks. Oh, I forgot one thing about Roblox. Oh, they got the Flash on it.
They got what?
The Flash.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what that means, but I think the kids out there who are listening probably understands. Thank you so much, Jaden, for being on the show, and good luck on all your adventures that's awaiting for you.
Thank you.
He is darling.
Yes.
Both of you are entrepreneurs now. What are some of the reasons and events that brought about this non-traditional parenting style? Because I know you also homeschool Jaden.
Yes. Well, I'd have to say that, like I mentioned earlier in the show, one of the things that I had to develop was the skill of creating these games. And I also use videos as a way to record myself and sometimes even record him. We would do like interviews where he would learn how to engage in conversations. And how to begin and end conversations. Because I think one of the things that we assume is that kids kind of just know how to do things like that. And so that helped him to refine his social skills. And it kind of became one of the things we did. So as he got older, I would use these games and interviews as a way to intervene as a parent when I needed to, establish some form of direction in his life. And it allowed me to make an intervention without the need for friction or, it just made the house harmonious, and I was able to lead him in the direction that he needed to go by using his own talents and devices that we had developed over the years. And so as part of teaching him life skills, I encouraged him to use his skills to start his own business. And I guess because I'm an entrepreneur as well, it kind of made the transition easy for him because, I would be able to help him in building the business and growing the business as he continues to transition.
Okay. This all started really because you wanted to be able to communicate to your son and for him to communicate with you.
Right.
I know that you talked about that one time where you did that video and you let him watch it so that he could start mimicking you. What are some other milestones you've made when it comes to being a mompreneur and a kidpreneur?
Well, I'm helping him to learn about being responsible, setting goals and milestones for himself. He has his own business. His business runs on a schedule. And I'm able to, because it's something he likes, I'm able to use that as a platform to implement those structures without us having to buck heads every time, every time I need to establish something.
Yes, parents, we know that part. What are some of the programs you've developed to help parents and family? Because I know you've done many, many programs that parents can experience a similar breakthrough that you've experienced with your son.
Yes, I have a program specifically for families with kids with autism. It's called Speaking Autism. And we create personalized learning apps to help children to develop their social skills, their speech, and other aspects of their development. And then I also have the Read With Me Club, where we have a customized reading program that helps students to practice and develop skills in print awareness, phonics, spelling, comprehension, and other aspects of their reading.
Wow. I know there's a lot of parents out there who have problems with communicating with their children and vice versa. With what you've experienced, how would you advise parents to be more effective in how they communicate?
Well, I think the first step is to find a common ground, right? And then use that as a platform to not only build a relationship with your child, but also to lead them in the right direction. As parents, I think one of the challenges is being able to guide your child in the right direction while not causing friction in the house, and yet not be the best friend that is just going to allow them to do whatever they wish.
Yeah, because they say parents, we shouldn't be our children's friend. We're their parents, and we have to think of that way to guide them, right? And I see you guiding Jaden amazingly. I mean, here he is launching his own app. And somehow you tapped into that gift that he has. Yeah. And I think a lot of us as parents, we struggle with what is our children's gift? What is it that they really want to do? So can you tell us how you were able to tap into Jaden's gift and how we can tap into our children's gift?
Yes. Well, that came through a lot of rebellion. Yes, I didn't have much support with that. But at the same time, the vision I had for my family wasn't one that was chaotic and just a lot of friction. And, you know, I wanted a home that was harmonious. So I leave the door open for him to communicate with me, you know, and express himself. Even, you know, if he's going through things or ideas that he has, he can come with those, and I won't be judgmental, because my goal as his parent is not to change the way he thinks, but to guide him into the right direction and to help him to develop the habits that will equip him with all the tools he needs to make the right decisions, not just in the future, but right now. Right, because I won't be able to watch him 24/7.
Yep.
But I can feel confident that if he's not beside me, he will still be making decisions that will have his best interests at heart, because he's confident that I have his best interests at heart. And I'm not just trying to force my ideologies down his throat because I'm trying to save face in the community, right?
Yeah. And what I see that you are helping with your son, not just in being a kidpreneur, but really he's building those strategies to build resilience, building self-esteem for himself, because he's saying, hey, no matter what, I can do it. It might take me 4 months to watch my mom's video and say these words, but he did it. And I find that really amazing. So what would be an effective strategy for parents to identify solutions for helping their children to build resilience and good self-esteem from early on that you would suggest?
I think one of the primary ways of establishing or helping your child to build their resilience is patience, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason I say that is because several times, you know, when my son wouldn't get something right, you know, he would start to get be hard on himself. But I also recognize that that was an outside influence as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I would tell him, you know, it's not the end of the world. You can try again. And I wouldn't force it. I would just give him some time to let him decide that, you know, he can give it a go again.
Yeah.
But I already established that I would support him trying again. So he already has that confidence that, you know, there is room. There is that room for him to improve, and, you know, that he will not, there isn't any, I wouldn't be hard on him for making mistakes, but yeah. I would also encourage him to, you know, look at his decisions and help to guide him.
Yeah. And what I'm hearing is you're not yelling, you're not forcing, you're not nagging him. You know, you're creating a positive reinforcement and you're communicating at his level. It's like, yeah, I know you didn't get this time, but let's think of another way to try it. And I think that's where it builds that sense of confidence for them, because yelling and screaming and punishment never really creates a positive reinforcement and creates a positive outcome.
No, it doesn't.
So I know you have some amazing, really cool projects now and in the future. Can you talk about what you're gearing up in teaching parents how to help start the process of communicating effectively with their children?
Yes, so in the future, I am launching a kidpreneur bootcamp, and it's designed to help both parents and their children to kind of figure out what the gifts of their children are and use it as a way not just to help them to develop their own skills and their talents, but to do it in a way that is sustainable, and then help parents to use that avenue as a way to teach their children life skills and other ways to help them to prepare for the real world, right? And so we'll have a lot of real world examples and activities to go through that will help the children to develop confidence for the real world and not just the closed environment that is, I wouldn't say manipulated, but it's not really reflective of, you know, what it is that goes on out there in the real world.
Now, people can go to your website. It's Tiffany Simpson, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, Simpson.com. It's also in the show notes, and they'll be able to find out about all these projects that you have going on.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, thank you so much. We are out of time. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for coming on the show. And thank you, listeners, for being here. Until next time, always be learning and always be growing. Thank you so much for joining us today. Go to parentpumpradio.com and click on the pink box on the top of our homepage to listen to our new and archived shows. To be instantly notified of new episodes, subscribe to our RSS feed. The RSS feed button is located at the top of the page where all our shows are featured. And after listening to the show, go to parentpumpradio.com or our Facebook page to leave your comments, questions, and topic suggestions. And while you're at our website, sign up to receive a free gift. Until next time, have a wonderful week.